I'd lay my hands on you. Got you high in a motel room. A little secret for my soul. No one sees, no one knows. Forbidden company. I wish you laid your hands on me. And never let me go. Drawing pictures on my skin, places no one's ever been. I wish I'd have laid my hands on you.
Ashley Monroe, and she's got a new album out called Sparrow. We just heard two tracks from that, Hands on You and Orphan, which is kind of the title track because it talks about the sparrow there. We also heard Kacey Musgraves, some new music from her. The album is The Golden Hour. Actually, it's just Golden Hour. And we heard Velvet Elvis. How could you not play a song called Velvet Elvis? And just glanced up at the clock to see that it's exactly 12 noon and you're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford. And this is Tufts Freeform Radio. And my name is Sue, and I'm happy to be here with you sharing something about the women this morning for another hour. Before Kacey Musgraves, we heard I'm With Her. That's the name of the band. And we heard Ain't That Fine. So that's a new one out on their album called See You Around. So a lot of new music this morning. And I was talking with Mike earlier on the air about this new album called Restoration. It's a compilation of country artists covering Elton John. So I'm going to play a couple tracks from that right now and send those out to Cheryl, who's home recuperating from a touch of surgery. She's doing great. She's a great patient, and she's getting better all the time. So that's great to hear and great to know. And then we're going to hear, this is really odd. I stumbled upon this. Juliana Hatfield has an album of Olivia Newton-John covers, which is kind of random, just when I listened to it and I listened to the song choices, I was just kind of amused. So anyway, we're going to hear something from that as well, and then we're going to segue into some Beatles covers to round out the show. So stay tuned for all of that, and of course at 1 o'clock, Crash Course for the Ravers will be here playing all kinds of good stuff for you. So without any further ado, let's hear from the cover album of Elton John songs, and we're going to start with this one from Maren Morris here on Something About the Women.
Now I know Spanish Harlem are not just pretty words to say. I thought I knew, but now I know. York City. I knew the tune of my joining. Go my way alone, go my own, see Charlie Song, New York City. Subway's no way for a good man to go down. Rich man can ride, and the hobo, he could drown. Pretty words to say. I thought I knew, but now I know that rose trees never grow in New York City. Subway's no way for a good man to go.
Fishing in a stream, looking for an answer, trying to find a sign, until I saw your city lights. Honey, I was blind. They said, get back, honky cat, better get back to the woods. Well, I quit those days and my redneck ways. Bottle of wine. Well, I read some books, class of ladies down in New Orleans. And all the folks back home, they said I was a fool. They said, oh, believe in the Lord is the goal.
City.
And that was Olivia Newton-John. I think that's the Oak Ridge Boys in the background there. I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure. My memory serves me. That was Let Me Be There. And before that, Juliana Hatfield from her new album of cover songs. Juliana Hatfield sings Olivia Newton-John. She did Physical. And I just have to say, and nothing against Juliana Hatfield, but when you listen to her album and then you listen to the actual Olivia Newton-John, you realize that there's just no comparison of that voice. Just, you cannot top Olivia Newton-John. I'm sorry. Cover someone who is coverable and to be able to take it to a new place. Anyway, just my two cents. And we heard two covers from this new album, Restoration, reimagining the songs of Elton John and Bernie Taupin. We heard Leanne Womack doing a really cool version of Honky Cat, and Maren Morris doing Mona Lisa's and Mad Hatters. Brings us to 12:20 here at Something About the Women, and I wanted to jump into the Beatles set that I have for you. I'm actually taking an online course through the University of Rochester, and through an app called Coursera, where I'm actually studying Beatles music. Like the so far, I've only taken the first week or two of the course, but you know, the history, the song structure, what was going on in music at the time when they emerged, who their influences were, really, really interesting stuff. I'm really enjoying it. So anyway, we're gonna let Ella Fitzgerald kick this off, because she's gonna tell us about one of the members of the Beatles and his popularity in this song that I just discovered not too long ago. So here we are. We're going to start off with some Ella and then get into some Beatles covers. And sit back, relax, and enjoy these familiar and maybe some not familiar songs about and by the Beatles.
And starts that beat. The kids started screaming and stomping their feet. It's the younger generation's kind of rhythm. So don't be a creep, come on and get with them. It's the Ringo beat. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's the Ringo beat. Yeah, yeah. It's the Ringo beat. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's the Ringo beat. Yeah, yeah. It started back with Elvis and his hips and guitar. Chubby Checker went a twisting and became a star. Then along came a drummer with the Beatles four. He beat a kind of rhythm and they clamored for more. Now that Ringo beat. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Now that Ringo beat. Yeah, yeah. Now that Ringo beat. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Now that Ringo beat. Yeah, yeah. Remember when Krupa was a drummer boy? We shouted and hollered and jumped for joy. We stood in line for the Paramount show. And all the good holler was go, go, go. No doubt about it, there's a new sensation. He started a rhythm for the younger generation. So don't knock the rhythm of the kids today. Remember they're playing the Ringo way.
words you want to hear, and I'll be kissing you.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp.
I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Yeah. Don't drive my car. See the Beatles reference? Don't drive my car if you're drunk. Okay, thank you. All right, we just wrapped up the Beatles covers set. That was the Supremes doing You Can't Do That. They did a whole album called A Bit of Liverpool where they did a bunch of Beatles songs. I guess if you can't beat them, join them, right? And Martha Reeves and the Mandelas did something from their album Natural Resources. And it's interesting that these Motown groups were covering the Beatles because the Beatles really early on were covering Motown. So that's kind of an interesting... an interesting insight. On their second album, they did Please Mr. Postman, for example, from the Marvelettes. So it's kind of comes full circle. Sheryl Crow did Mother Nature's Son. That's from the soundtrack of I Am Sam. Susanna Hoffs, All I've Gotta Do. And Marianne Faithfull did I'm a Loser. And Roseanne Cash, I Don't Want to Spoil the Party, from her album Super Hits. And Helen Reddy did One After 909, a really rocking version of that song. Really enjoyed that. And we started off with Ella Fitzgerald doing her tribute to Ringo, Ringo Beat. That's from the album The Complete Singles, Volume 1. All right, so that's our little Beatles thing today. As I mentioned, I'm a little Beatles obsessed. I'm taking an online course through the University of Rochester on the music of the Beatles. And you can do it too. There's an app called Coursera. It's Coursera. If you search for music of the Beatles, it just started. You may still be able to get in there, and it's free. So check it out. Coursera.com. I was not paid for this message. See you in class. All right. Well, it's 12:44. Got about 16 minutes left. And then Brian Young will be up with Crash Course for the Ravers. So we're just going to continue on with the music until they kick me out of the squeaky chair. This is Jenny O.
Sugar. Now I'm going up to Wasco, Wasco, I say. Going up to Wasco, come graduation day. Ain't nobody gonna tell me who to love. Graduation day. For the 499 inmates, only one cowboy's got my heart. 29 miles just northwest of Bakersfield. He ain't calling, I know he's on the yard. Well, maybe if I spend a little more time in high school, I just might be somebody else's girl. But my dad left home. And I bet my last dollar, my baby's got a plan. And I quit my job down at Leader's Bakery, said I can't wear that hat.
Charity, and now you're mine. D is for dollars, but you're counting dimes. E is- make me cry. You say you're gonna leave me. You know it's a lie, 'cause that'll be the day when I die.
Well, that'll be the day.
Now everybody knows the way.